brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now 30 seconds into the second hour on this seventh day of February 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in the next segment, physicist James Prather has served as a policy implementing official for the national security-related technical matters in the Federal Energy Agency, the Energy Research and Development Administration, the Department of Energy, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and the Department of the Army. Dr. Prather also served as legislative assistant for national security affairs to U.S. Senator Henry Bellman, Republican, Oklahoma, ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee and member of the Senate Energy Committee and Appropriations Committee. He's coming on to talk about, well, the neocons, and are we going to be invading Iran or Syria, or aren't we? Which Rumsfeld statement are we supposed to believe? Which Rice statement are we supposed to believe? That is all coming up, and, of course, your phone calls for those of you that are patiently holding. We will take your calls in this hour. Also coming up, I've got just a plethora of articles like this one. Bulletproof cameras ready to patrol New Orleans, put in by Homeland Security. And it dovetails with funds by Homeland Security to hire and train police to take your blood and, quote, catch you on drugs. But you can't trust their crime labs. Not to mention the fact it violates the Fifth Amendment. And then out of the Bennington Banner newspaper, drug-sniffing dog makes a score. During a routine drug check at Washington County, drug-sniffing dog worked with local police, found three tablets of the controlled substance Consecreta, a chemical treatment for attention deficit disorder, especially methamphetamines. The dog smelled it, in an expired prescription bottle in the locker of a 15-year-old student in Cambridge Central School on Wednesday. Turns out the student did have a current prescription for it, but had it in the wrong bottle, so he's being charged and going on probation, and it's the school that pushed to have the child put on it to begin with. And I just wanted to go over this because it shows how sick the system is. There's nothing reasonable about it. When they find out you're innocent, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they put you on the drugs to begin with. It's about getting you into the system. The teenager, whose name will not be released because he is juvenile, was asked to open up his locker after the dog gave an alert for the presence of drugs at the boy's locker. And it says the prescription, which contains the same active ingredient as methamphetamine, as Ritalin, had expired. According to public health law, prescriptions may not be kept in a non-approval bottle. Village Police Chief George Bell said he believed the tablets were not expired themselves, but only being kept in the old bottle. So now we have the police chief saying he didn't do anything, but continuing to say, it is our belief that he had a current prescription, but it doesn't matter. The student will still be issued a citation and go to juvenile probation court. So he's completely innocent, and we ordered him to go on the methamphetamine. They'll SWAT team your house looking for that stuff, but they'll put 6 million children at one time. Oh, that was old numbers. I'm sorry. 9 million children at any one time on this. 15% of our children on Ritalin. The methamphetamine-type class of drugs, there's a whole class of them, which literally is methamphetamine, as I just said in the newspaper, the police chief admits it, and millions of others on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which are the equivalent of LSD, affect the same area of the brain, and are psychotropics are a subclass of hallucinogens or hallucinogenic compounds. So isn't that just special? And under the New Freedom Initiative, the government says that they're going to put half the children in America up from 15% on these drugs. And don't let your child get caught with it in the wrong bottle, though. Or the drug dealers that are pushing these drugs will put them in their little slave plantation to build widgets for them. It's a great system. They push legal drugs and illegal drugs on your kids. When they use them, they put them in a private prison, working for 20 cents an hour, competing against our jobs. But, yeah, so what? I guess it's part of the New World Order. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right before 9/11, New Hampshire had lined up almost all of its cities and counties and selectmen, as they're called in that state, to pull out of the union, quote, because of corruption in the federal government and, quote, the New World Order. And I had mayors and county commissioners on, selectmen, covering it. And then 9/11 came and that never happened. They were about a week away from voting. I had assemblymen on as well from their state house. Now I have the report here. New Hampshire introduces resolution to get U.S. out of U.N. And this has been introduced in the House Concurrent Resolution 1. We'll be talking about that later. Also, I want to get into this new IBM super chip that's coming out. IBM, Sony, Toshiba to reveal super brain chip. That's the headline from the Financial Times of London. And much, much more. But and, of course, your calls. Right now, though, I'm honored to be joined by physicist James Prather. And his bio is lengthy, so I won't read all of it, but he served as a policy implementing official for national security-related technical matters in the Federal Energy Agency, the Energy Research and Development Administration, the Department of Energy, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, and the Department of the Army. Dr. Prather also served as legislative assistant for national security affairs, U.S. Senator Henry Bellman, Republican, Oklahoma, ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee and member of the Senate Energy Committee and Appropriations Committee. Dr. Prather is earlier worked as a nuclear weapons physicist at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories in California and the National Laboratory in New Mexico. And we're honored to have him on to talk about a whole host of issues. Dr. Prather, good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Pleasure to be here.
You bet. Headline today, Rumsfeld, Iran years away from nuclear weapon. But I typed it into Google last night. Rumsfeld says Iran already has nukes, and here articles popped up. So which Rumsfeld should I believe?
Well, I don't know that it. You need to believe either one of them. The people that you ought to pay some attention to, I think, are the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors that have been searching that country from stem to stern for almost 2 years, more than a year and a half. And there is an article, if you hadn't seen it, let me call your attention to it. It's actually an op-ed piece that appears today in the Washington Post. It's by David Kay. Now, David Kay was an employee. That is, he was not assigned there by us, but he was an employee of the International Atomic Energy Agency for most of the 80s. And was in Iraq for 5 or 6 months in 1991 as the International Atomic Energy Agency went in to see what they could find in Iraq after the Gulf War. He left the IAEA sort of, I don't know whether he was fired or not. He says he wasn't. And Hans Blix, who was the director general of the IAEA at the time, says that he wasn't. Phone ringing here. I got to stop it somehow or another.
I understand that happens a lot.
Yeah, but at any rate, let me just again set the stage for this piece. That it's just a remarkable thing, and I urge everybody to read it. I'd almost like to read the whole thing to you, but let me just tell you who David Kay was. Okay, so he left the IAEA in January of 92, and spent a year in London, and then he eventually got hired by a company that was being paid by the CIA, okay? And so for 6 or 8 years, he worked for them. Then, just before the Gulf War, he started appearing before Congress and issuing press releases and things like that. And he, according to people like Scott Ritter, I think you know who Scott Ritter is, I won't bother going into that, blame him, and I, in some of my columns, I've essentially blamed him for the Gulf War, for the Operation Iraqi
Freedom. For those that don't know who he is, he's the guy with the mustache, the bulldog, saying they've got weapons, they're going to kill us any minute.
That's right, and that's the guy, okay.
And then after the troops go in almost 2 years ago, yeah. Then a year ago, he starts saying, no, it's not true. No, they don't have it.
Well, but he had no position at all except being paid by the CIA up until the Gulf War. Then a year, about 6 months after the, 6 months after Operation Iraqi Freedom, as you said, he was appointed the head of the Iraq Survey Group, I think was what it was called. Anyway, this was a CIA-backed thing that went in and spent, something close to $1 billion, $1,000, and looked, for all kinds of things, weapons of mass destruction and missiles and things like that, not just nuclear weapons. And he got so discouraged that he quit about a year ago. And so,
Well, here's my question to you, sir. I mean,
yes.
Our listeners, I mean, everybody knows the basic story. Why now do we see this guy and others flip-flopping and saying it was all basically a fraud?
Well, the piece today is even worse. The title of it, this is now David Kay, the title of this op-ed piece is Let's Not Make the Same Mistakes in Iran. And so he goes through there and he says, he rehashes, as you just did, what we did, and a lot of it was just him, of course, before we went into Iraq this last time. And now he says that they're doing the same damn thing again now, except that it's for Iran. And he suggests five things that we ought to do or ought not to do to avoid making the same mistake of going into a country that says it doesn't have nuclear weapons, and the International Atomic Energy Agency is on the ground going everywhere that it wants to go. They've not been denied access to any place in Iran that they wanted to go. And just like was the case in Iraq, the CIA tells them sometimes, well, we think there's something weird going on at such and such a place. You ought to go see that. So they do, and they don't find anything. At any rate, but then you have the president and Rumsfeld and Condi Rice and all these other people who get up there and make these statements that we have no doubt. The United States has no doubt that they've got nuclear weapons, some programs ongoing, and that they'll actually have nuclear weapons in a year.
I want to go over this, though, but I want to get to a central point in this.
Yeah.
You know, we've got people like Jude Winensky, who we had on last week,
yeah,
member of the CFR, you know, insider, Karl Rove calls him up for advice. You know, he's now coming out against him and calling it a global empire and calling it a conspiracy. You're on the broadcast, you know, talking about this. Well, why is David Kay, who's been paid by these people, done all this, suddenly flip-flopping? I mean, has he told us why he's doing this?
I think it's guilt. I have no idea who's paying him now, if anyone is. He resigned a year ago as head of this CIA organization. I forget how many. There were several thousand of them, I think, people involved in that search in Iraq. And they didn't find a dang thing. And I guess he's feeling a little guilty because
and for
now
those
he
don't
realizes.
Know, I mean, you help, you know, work on nuclear weapons. You don't just make a atom bomb or a hydrogen bomb in your basement.
No, you certainly don't. But now, as far as a state is concerned.
Well, remember the part they found under a rose bush?
Oh, well, that
I mean, it's
was,
getting ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a piece of a centrifuge, which could be used if you had several thousand of them and they all were operating properly. You could enrich uranium.
Well, centrifuges are used for thousands of applications.
That's right. That's right. And
that's like going, look, we found a piece of metal in your backyard. That means you were planning to make a machine gun.
Well, you know, this guy, we didn't find it. The guy who was in charge of their centrifuge program, which was not their, that was not the main thing that the Iraqis were pursuing. They were pursuing something called the electromagnetic isotope separation thing, which is basically a mass spectrometer. I won't go into what all that is, but again, those things are used for all kinds of things too. But the main program, this guy, I've forgotten his name now, was not even involved in that. He was involved in a separate thing which involved centrifuges. And they never ever got one to work.
Well, what about the uranium out of, supposedly out of Africa? I think one reason so many people are blowing the whistle on them goes back to Cheney outing hundreds of CIA assets and reportedly 70 of them getting killed. I think that's the reason you're seeing people refuse to lie for them now.
Well, I don't know. Like I say, I wonder who's paying the rent for David Kay now. I mean, it was the IAEA until 1992. He was a bureaucrat for the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is an agency of the United Nations. And in my opinion, it's the only one worth keeping, but that's neither here nor there, because they are effective. And it's not just, well, let me give you this.
Well, I mean, hasn't Iran rolled the red carpet out to them?
Oh, yeah, and as did Libya, as did Iraq. You
so
know,
what
the
message
Iraq,
is that
Iraqis
send?
Were
you
just
let people
down on bended knee saying, oh, you know, go anywhere you want to. We do not have any nuclear weapons in this country, you know? And they were, you know, well, we shot them anyway, you know, while they were kneeling there. And what David Kay is saying, who had some responsibility for us going in there and doing what we did, he's saying, oh, Lord, I see the same thing happening again for Iran.
Stay there, doctor. We're back with physicist James Prather. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We've seen some political alchemy that rivals and surpasses George Orwell's 1984. Rumsfeld says the weapons are right here outside Tikrit, Tikrit as he says it. We've got to invade. We know they have it. They have David Kay and all these other people all over, you know, the TV news in front of Congress saying this. And then now Rumsfeld says, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It was about elections. It was never about weapons of mass destruction. It's like, how dumb do you think we are? And we had all these fake announcements that we found sarin nerve gas. We found this. Always 2 days later, back of the paper, oh, it was a false alarm. We didn't find it. The truth is, inspectors have been all over that country.
which I think is a dangerous trend, you know, having the UN, the world government in there stomping around being the boss. But we're joined by Dr. James Prather. And again, sir, continuing about David Kaye, during the break I was talking to you, you said you saw him up in front of Congress, and then we were puzzled and you know, kind of wondering why we see this transformation now. But please continue.
Well, he, this is before the Gulf War. It was like in December of 2002. And David Kaye had appeared as a, I guess you'd call it a CIA expert on the weapons of mass destruction that he said the CIA knew were there in Iraq.
But they kept using the word inspector as if there was some type of independence there.
Well, he had been for about 5 or 6 months an inspector back in 1991. And that was essentially before they discovered that Iraq really had a nuclear program. It never got much of anywhere, and they were a long ways from even having enriched uranium with which to make a bomb. And then there was, you know, so and they were years and years away, and may never have gotten.
Well, this is the 64.
But they did have a program. There's no doubt about it.
This is the $64,000 question.
Yeah.
One day Rumsfeld saying we're going to invade, probably going to invade. Next day he's saying we aren't. What are you getting from your contacts in Washington? I mean, what do you see in your crystal ball really happening?
This is for Iran you're talking about now.
Yes, Iran and Syria as well.
Well, I don't hear anything about Syria because I am primarily interested in preventing nuclear weapons from getting in the hands of terrorists. And I think most people that are in the nuclear weapons community still in this country, and in Russia too, also, that's been one of their prime concerns since the collapse of the Soviet Union, is that somehow or another the terrorists would get a hold of one of our nuclear weapons or one of theirs or some enough material to make one
okay.
on their own. Okay. What I had heard was that there was a plan already being developed, and I worked in the Pentagon. I was chief scientist for the Army, and I was also in the, for a while, I was in the International Security Affairs Department in the policy side of the Pentagon on the Office of Secretary of Defense. Now, that is the place where all of this stuff has been coming out by Douglas Feith and all those people, the folks that manufactured or selectively got what they call intelligence.
The neocons.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dick Cheney going to the CIA, going to the Pentagon 10 times.
Yeah, they established this office. Well, I was in that part of the Pentagon in the Reagan years. Not now, of course, but in the Reagan years. I was in that part of the Pentagon, and I know.
And back then, didn't the Reagan administration call the neocons the crazies?
Yeah, what?
Didn't I've had other people who were in the Reagan administration, didn't they call the current neocons the crazies?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, no doubt about it. And literally, Richard Perle, who was probably a chief neo-crazy or a neoconservative, was basically literally next door, in the office next door to where I was there for a few months, several months.
Well, and his nickname was Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, they call him that. And I first met him. I was working for Senator Bellman of Oklahoma, and Perle was working for Scoop Jackson, Senator Jackson of Washington, who was generally regarded as a hawk, but he was, in all other respects, a liberal, you know. I mean, it's just this one issue mostly it was the refusal of the Soviet Union to allow free immigration to Israel. Of Jews, Soviet Jews. But in any case, that's neither here nor there. But that was where Perle came from, and how he got in the Pentagon in the Reagan years, I do not understand. But anyway, there he was. And, we used to, the kind of joke around there was if there was anything that was of interest to Israel that was on his desk one day. It was,
give us the answer on the other side. Got a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Roger in California, John in Ohio, others, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us if you want to talk to our guest, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Whether you're listening to us in upstate New York, or in Florida, or California, or Austin, Texas, or Kansas City, Missouri, or Chicago, wherever you're listening to us, you're welcome to call in at 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to our guests, I just want to say that we've seen a shift by hundreds of former Reagan and Bush senior officials, highest levels, four-star generals, and admirals, heads of air campaigns, judge advocate general of the Navy. We've had them all on. And they use words like this: conspiracy for world domination, new world order, national draft, World War IV, because Woolsey says we've already had World War III with the Russians, the Cold War. And this is all going on, but the neocons are still talking about going into Iran. They've got troops there sneaking around. There have been bombardments for a year and a half of Syria, actually bombing and strafing the Syrians. That's Associated Press. Back of the newspaper, though, just this crazy escalation by a bunch of chicken hawks who've never even been in combat. And it's very, very frightening. Meanwhile, I want to talk to our guests, and we'll go to your calls. Pakistan, with this scientist, Khan Laboratories, Bush signed W-199I, ordering the FBI off of Khan when he got into office in 2001. Bill Clinton ordered the FBI off of Khan Laboratories. They're the ones helping arm North Korea. They're the ones proliferating weapons, according to all the experts we've interviewed, dozens here. So real threats are our buddies while they're proliferating, and then people that aren't threats are being destabilized. And we're talking to a real expert on this subject, physicist James Prather, and he served in and out of government, the chief scientist advising the Army. It just goes on and on. And Dr. Prather, continuing, we went up to the break, and you were talking about this, what it is, the Israel lobby using the Pentagon basically as their own private tool when we hit the break. Please continue.
Well, I just wanted to point out that it's been going on a long time, and it's not just something that President Bush thought up. And there's been an enormous amount of support for it, bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle in Congress for more than 20 years, 25 years or so. Let's go back to the Jackson-Vanik Amendment. That was Jackson in that case was Senator Scoop Jackson of Washington, who was in all respects a liberal Democrat except for one thing. And I think it was 75, 76, I don't remember exactly, but I was there at the time when that amendment passed. And we were imposing sanctions on not allowing U.S. companies to do business with the Soviet Union until the president could assure Congress that the Soviet Union was allowing free, there was a tax at the time, free immigration of, and it specifically said in the, not in the legislation, but in the report that went along with the legislation, that it was the Jews, that the Soviet Union was not allowing to freely immigrate to Israel. That was the reason for this so-called Jackson.
So it wasn't about American
on the books.
So it wasn't about American interest. It was about Israel's interest.
That's right.
And then before the break, you said that Pearl, basically anything that came across his desk that was for Israel, he was pushing it.
Yeah, well, Pearl was Jackson's right-hand man, and he didn't write the legislation. Senator Jackson did, but Pearl probably drafted it. But in any case, without missing a step of going from working for a Democratic senator, Pearl had a position created for him in the Reagan-Weinberger Pentagon. It was called the Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy. And the portfolio that Richard Pearl had in that job came out of the office that I was in, and what he took from us was the Middle East and NATO. The rest of the world stayed where it belonged, which was in the International Security Affairs Office, and Pearl then had NATO and essentially Israel, or the Middle East, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what he did he was in that office for 6 years or so.
So basically they want World War III, and they want to use America as the muscle to do it, and our children's blood to do it. And the so-called conservative talk show hosts don't care if Bush is for open borders, don't care if he's for gun control. They don't care about any real conservative issues anymore. It's all just war, 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 do whatever Israel says, and that's got a lot of people angry. Now, I want to go to some calls here in a moment, but I want to get just in a thumbnail sketch, and a few bullet points from you, Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, your crystal ball, what do you see happening in the next 2 years? Because we know that publicly they're having to back off invading Iran right now, at least with one side of their mouth. But at the same time, they're still making the preparations. What do you see happening?
Well, what I'm afraid will happen is as follows. The way we're bogged down in Iraq has thrown off the timetable. So we haven't got any troops to invade Iran. So there's no way that we can do that. What I'm afraid will happen is that there will be some sort of strike, perhaps involving Israel, perhaps not, of these so-called suspected nuclear weapons facilities that people keep telling us are in Iran, which the IAEA, who's on the ground going everywhere they can and checking out all of the tips that they get, can't find. Okay, this is just like it was in Iraq, just before we went into Iraq. Well, it's just exactly the same kind of things are happening now. But we
and
don't
then
have
basically Iran strikes back, and then we've got World War III.
Well, I think it's going to be even more. Here's what I think will happen. Iraq can shut down. I'm sorry. Iran, okay, we're talking about Iran. Iran could shut down the Persian Gulf. Persia, of course, is the old name for Iran. They have that capability. If you look at a map, it's just, you know. So if we or the Israelis or some strange set of people raid a bunch of those facilities and kill a bunch of Iranians and maybe some Russians and maybe some IAEA officials and a few other people that happen to be there at the time of the attack.
There's tens of thousands of Chinese there, too.
Yeah, there will be, at a minimum, the Iranians are going to shut down the Gulf, at a minimum. And what may then happen is that they reportedly have something like 1 million men, and the reason that Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons against them, very ineffectively, by the way, because they were not very good chemical weapons.
And they blew back.
Yeah. The problem was is that, you know, they were talking about these human waves, millions of not very well-trained soldiers, but anyway, they were fanatic charging at them. Okay. Now, if that happens, if the Iranian forces come into Iraq the way they did when Saddam Hussein felt that he had to use chemical weapons to try to stop them.
Our troops will be overrun unless they start using, neutron bombs?
No, we don't have any neutron bombs. That's another fiction. But at any rate,
we don't have any neutron weapons.
The whole concept or the whole thing about neutron bombs is a fiction.
Well, I know Rumsfeld's talking about all these mini nukes and stuff. Those are, of course, separate to new, smaller frogs or tactical weapons. Is that accurate?
Well, they've been talking about them, but they've been talking about them for more than 20 years.
But our government does possess small frogs, don't they?
I'm
not supposed to talk about it, but I mean, you were one of the head people there.
Well, you know, I really was involved in our nuclear weapons program when it was vibrant and moving ahead and all that sort of thing. But there hasn't been a request from the Department of Defense for.
Well, here's my comment then. How is the Pentagon going to deal with those mass wave attacks out of Iran into Iraq then?
Well, we don't have chemical weapons and we don't have biological weapons and we haven't got enough troops to hold off 1 million man assault. So we'll have to use nuclear weapons. And so
that's where I was going. So,
yeah.
So worse than a neutron bomb then?
Oh, no, it would be the tactical nuclear weapons that we still have that we intended to use in the event that the Soviet horde swept into Central Europe.
And that's why they're now softening us up that, hey, nukes aren't so bad, they're kind of friendly.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. But having worked in the development of nuclear weapons, I do not apologize for that. I think that was the appropriate thing to do during the Cold War.
Oh, that's another question I have for you. What about PDD-60 that Clinton did and that Bush hasn't rescinded about absorbing a strike before we decide what to do? Why did they get off mad?
I'm not familiar with that particular directive, so I can't really respond to that. But what I can tell you is that in 1991, when it was the Warsaw Pact had already disintegrated, and so, obviously, there was not going to be a Warsaw Pact versus NATO war. And the Russians were now, and the Soviet Union still existed at that time. But in 1991, it was clear that the Soviet Union was going to come to pieces, too. But the United States and the Soviet Union began to dismantle those tactical nuclear weapons. We had something like 10,000 of them, and so did they. And we began to wanting to dispose peacefully of all these nuclear weapons. And the United States, even the Congress, Senators Nunn and Lugar and Domenici, when a delegation came to this country, to the Congress, from the Soviet Union, and said, look, we want to get rid of all these things, but we don't have the money, and we don't have the technical capabilities to peacefully dispose of all this material that we're going to get out of there. And will you help us? And they said, good Lord, yes. And just one of the quickest things that ever went through Congress. It was attached to a bill.
So how does that tie into the current things?
What?
How does that tie into Iran and Iraq?
Well, starting with Clinton, as you said, he never asked for the money to implement the Nunn-Lugar-Domenici acts. And so we really haven't made much progress in getting rid of all of these tactical nuclear weapons
and now Rumsfeld's got a
battlefield.
Now Rumsfeld's got a use for them. Let's take a few calls here. I'm going to try to go through these calls quickly, folks, so everybody can get on. Roger in California, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
I heard Russia and China are getting together on something. Did you two ever?
Yeah, they're having big drills together.
Yeah.
Quote, because they want another bipolar world. Good question. Let me get a comment from our guest. Doctor?
Well, I think that's what it sort of follows on what I just got through saying. The
neocons are escalating things.
That's right. They're, pushing, undermining the elections and interfering in the elections in Ukraine, for example. I've been to Ukraine. That's dangerous. That neighbors, when you think about Russia, you tend to think of those three countries of that are now called the Russian Federation and Ukraine.
That'd be like Russia involved.
And we're trying to destabilize. We have, in fact, destabilized Ukraine.
That'd be like Russia involved in, say, the state elections of Texas, Arizona, Mississippi, Louisiana.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly correct.
Okay. Great point. I'm glad you called, Roger. Anything else, real quick?
You never know. These guys could get together with, guys like Castro and just decide to invade the U.S. and eliminate us once and for all.
Well, I don't think anybody would bother to cross the Atlantic or the Pacific to invade us. If anybody's going to invade us, I guess it'll have to be Mexico, the Mexicans. There's a lot of excess Mexicans down there.
And the neocons are paving the way for that, so they just hate America. Let's talk to John. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that kind of boogeyman scaremongering is exactly what the neocons are trying to brainwash us with. And you mentioned how these neocon crazies had their roots in the Democratic Party. And the only difference, which is narrowed now, is that the Democrats said we can use guns and butter, bribe the population with a little bit of social programs to get their assent to these warmongering Cold War policies, the Vietnam War. That they don't even do that much more anymore. And I think that you pointed out that Scott Ritter, and I read that on ZMAC.org, was pointing out that all these advisors, these inspectors, were actually knew full well that they were acting as agents for really starving and diseasing 1.5 million people to death over there, and that it had nothing to do with weapons. And I think that if a country looks at what's happened to Iraq like Iran would, they would say, we'd be crazy if we didn't get 0.1% as a deterrent of the huge nuclear arsenal that's pointing at us. I believe it's all lies, but at the same time, rather than being trapped with these trick questions by the Pharisees who say,
let me stop you, John. John, let me stop you. You know, that's a good point. If this is a world government, folks, if countries aren't allowed to have nuclear weapons, why are we the only people that are allowed to have nuclear weapons? Why not have global mad mutually assured destruction? Then the whole argument gets into, well, we're the globalists, we're going to decide. But then I catch the globalists, Don Rumsfeld, on the board of ABB, giving reactors in North Korea. I mean, I actually see them proliferating. Comments, Doctor?
You have said covered so many points that I don't know what. I think that if I were Iran, I would do what they are doing. That is, I agree with your caller that they'd have to be crazy to not want to have nuclear weapons. But that's the hard way to get them. The better way to do it is to align yourself more closely with both China and Russia. Now, Russia doesn't need the Iranian oil, but Russia does have swap agreements with Iran.
They also sell them a lot of weapons, and that's a strategic partner in the region.
That's right, and those reactors, that's one of nuclear power reactors that both Russia and China have signed contracts to build in Iran. That's a big cash cow for them.
Doctor, when we get back, I got another question for you.
Yes.
I'll be thinking about during the break. These stories about that we've all been hearing about Japan secretly developing because of the Chinese threat. We'll see if you were aware of that. We'll be right back with more of your calls with the doctor. This has been an amazing interview. You don't want to miss the conclusion of it. On the other side, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're talking about possibility of World War III, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very real possibility. Global destabilization by the neocons to bring in a world crisis so they can bring you their new world order. That's the game plan. Roja, Mike, David, many others, your calls are coming up. Our guest, who was the head scientist for the Army, who advised Congress, you name it, the bio goes on, who's a conservative himself, worked for a Republican senator, is on with us, and the doctor is talking about this threat, and he's going to stay with us about 20 minutes into the next hour, so I have time to go to Roja and Mike and David and all the other people that are holding And we'll take your questions and comments at 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to the doctor and get into even more serious issues concerning the possibility of World War III, everybody needs to see 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. The history of terrorism in the West and the truth behind 9/11 and now the ensuing lies and the wars and the police state being set up in America that has nothing to do with terrorism. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror. You need to get my police state films. I've made three of them. And I carry a bunch of other great books and videos by the best researchers out there, bar none. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to the Secure Safe online shopping cart. You can order the films via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Or you can watch free video clips of the films, read about the different specials that we offer. You're also authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes, and your purchase also supports this show. Toll-free number to order. Operators are there as well. So you can order 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.tv, where you can sign up for 15 cents a day and read the books online and watch all my films. Plus my local TV show that was only available in Austin, but now available via prisonplanet.tv. And plus all the best interviews we do, like this one, will be posted at prisonplanet.tv as well. 15 cents a day allows us to pay for the bandwidth. Doctor, continuing, we've got a bunch of calls here, but I'm going to hold those off for the next hour, so folks be patient. Bringing up Japan. Now, I read these Reuters articles and these Tokyo Times articles. I don't know if it's true. But top government officials have said, okay, we're going to develop nuclear weapons to deal with North Korea and China, and we're going to boost our military from purely defensive to offensive. We don't rule out preemptive strikes since the neocons are calling for this. So your comments on that?
Well, when I was in the Pentagon, I made a couple of trips to Japan and met with defense minister and people high up in their equivalent of our Pentagon, and I was it's hard to understand a different culture, but I certainly was of the opinion that they really were a non-militarist state now as a consequence of the terrible consequences to them of World War II. But certainly they have the capability, if they wanted to make nuclear weapons.
Well, they have more reactors than France, and in the last 2 years they've said we may shift out of this this pacifist position, which frankly I don't blame them.
Well, they haven't had to do anything because we've been defending them, quote unquote, all this time. We've got military bases all over Japan, naval bases and air force bases, and Okinawa, which is part of Japan. I don't know. You mentioned North Korea a little while ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doctor. We got a break again. Going to start the next hour. We're honored to have you stay with us. And folks can read his columns at antiwar.com or worldnetdaily.com. Of all places, they're even starting to turn around a little bit. And we'll be back with the third hour with our guests and your calls. Stay there, Doctor.